Bible Verses for Peace. Make yourself comfortable lying down or sitting in a chair. Gently close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Just breathing naturally, not changing anything, noticing the rise and fall of your stomach and chest. Take note of the rhythm of your breathing. Are you breathing quite fast or slowly? Is the rhythm even or uneven? Now, I want you to take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, hold for a couple of seconds, and then slowly breathing out through your mouth as if you were gently blowing out a candle. Repeat this a few times, making sure you very slowly and deeply breathe in through your nose, and then very slowly breathing out completely as if gently blowing out a candle. Return now to your natural breathing, not forcing the breaths, but just let the natural rhythm of your breaths happen. In this relaxation exercise, I am going to recite some Bible verses about peace. Each verse will be repeated and then some time given so that you can repeat the verse in your mind or simply say a prayer, asking God to bring His peace upon you. These verses are taken from various translations. Let's begin with Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Psalm chapter 34, verse 4. I prayed to the Lord and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. I prayed to the Lord and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Now, having heard some of God's word on peace, my prayer is that you will find that peace from God, which is beyond all human understanding. That in spite of what is going on around you, despite all that this world throws at you, that you can still experience a peace deep inside of you that can only come from your Heavenly Father. Now it's time to focus back on your breathing, taking note of your natural breaths. Notice the natural rise and fall of your stomach and chest. Take note whether or not the rhythm of your breath has changed since the start of the exercise. Perhaps it has slowed a little, helping you to feel calmer and more relaxed. Now, take a very slow, deep breath in through your nose, hold for a couple of seconds, and then slowly breathing out through your mouth, as if you were gently blowing out a candle. Repeat this a couple of times, breathing in and out very slowly. Now, one last time, just check in on your natural breaths, noticing that the rhythm has slowed and become more regular. Bring awareness to how much more relaxed and calm you feel. And when you are ready, bring your awareness back to the room, slowly opening your eyes and taking in your surroundings.